Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Donald Trump has used a rally in Virginia to call for the release of those arrested for their involvement in the January the 6th Capitol riots. He applauded a ruling earlier on Friday by the Supreme Court, which concluded that federal prosecutors had overreached when using an obstruction law to charge hundreds of the rioters.
The Supreme Court ruled that Biden's Department of Justice has wrongly prosecuted hundreds of Americans for peacefully protesting on January 6th. They have been treated so badly. So we're asking, based on the decision, they should immediately be released, immediately, the J6 hostages.
One of America's most influential newspapers, the New York Times, has called in an op-ed for President Biden to forfeit his race for the White House following his poor performance in Thursday's debate. As our North America correspondent David Willis explains, there are said to be concerns with the Democratic Party behind the scenes over Mr. Biden's fitness for office.
Joe Biden's rasping and rambling performance was painful. It prompted calls from some Democrats for the 81-year-old to withdraw from the race and make way for another candidate to take his place. But as party leaders were privately questioning the president's political future, he re-emerged on the campaign trail in the swing state of North Carolina, a new man, seemingly unfazed by the torrent of bad headlines his disjointed debate performance had generated, and clearly in no mood to step down.
Iranians have been voting in a presidential election that pits a relative moderate against hardline conservatives. All four candidates were approved by the theocratic authorities and profess loyalty to the supreme leader Ali Khamenei. Turnout appears to have been the lowest since Iran's Islamic Revolution 45 years ago. Kasra Nadji has the details.
Only four candidates took part in the race, all but one Islamic hardliners. The front runner is the exception, Masoud Pezeshkian, a moderate conservative who has taken the mantle of a reformist in the two-week campaign. He's trailed by hardline Saeed Jalili, a former nuclear negotiator with world powers. Social media accounts of the hardliners are predicting both will be short of 50% of the votes, necessitating runoff elections next Friday.
A United Nations aid worker in Gaza has described conditions in the territory as the worst they've ever been. Louise Wateridge from UNRWA said civilians were being forced to live in tents by enormous piles of rubbish left rotting in the heat. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Ukrainian officials say one person has been killed and at least nine others injured when a Russian missile struck an apartment block in the city of Dnipro. In the northeast of Ukraine, the governor of the Kharkiv region says eight people were injured in Russian attacks. Reports from the Democratic Republic of Congo say five people have been killed in mortar attacks believed to have been carried out by M23 rebels. The insurgents seized control of two areas about 100 kilometres north of the regional capital Goma after clashes with Congolese security forces. A court in France has ruled that one of the world's most famous pieces of classical music, Maurice Ravel's Bolero, was written by the composer alone. It rejected a claim from the heirs of a Russian stage designer, Alexandre Benoit, that he'd helped compose the work. The ruling means that Bolero stays in the public domain free of copyright. Emily Kilpatrick, whose biography on Maurice Ravel is to be released next year, told the BBC what the copyright now said about the composition.
Bolero itself, funnily enough, was born out of a rights issue because Ravel had originally planned to arrange some music by a Spanish composer. He was all about ready to do this, and then he found that somebody else had the rights to Albanus, and so he couldn't use that, and he was apparently furious. So he said, to a tune that he'd had, an idea that he'd had, and created this work, Bolero. So the work, strangely enough, was born out of a copyright issue, and that's something that's stayed with it all its long history.
NASA has insisted that two astronauts who travelled to the International Space Station aboard the Boeing Starliner spacecraft are not stranded, despite not knowing when they will return to Earth. Starliner took off from Cape Canaveral earlier this month on a mission expected to last a week, but the test flight suffered from thruster problems and helium leaks. BBC News.